for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday afternoon, May the 25th, 2003. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park. Cheryl Batts of Hot Springs, Arkansas, is the minister on this tape. Should this tape for any reason be defective, please explain and return for replacement.
Cheryl Batts has been part of our assembly out here for quite a long time, maybe a couple years or more. I really don't remember, but she's a well-able minister of the Lord. And she understands the ministry of deliverance because she's been experiencing it herself over many years.
Amen.
And so she's well able to teach and to instruct us in that area.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Everybody doing good?
Amen.
Amen. God is awesome, is He not?
Amen.
All right. Well, we started, we ladies got a jump start on this lesson. We started earlier today upstairs, and I just wanted to share some things about the Jezebel and Ahab spirit. And I felt to do it because many times people talk about the Ahab and Jezebel spirit without realizing that these spirits do operate, and Jezebel's spirit is a spirit that can operate through a man as well as operating through a woman. And if you're not familiar, we're going to go to 1 Kings. Let's go to 1 Kings, chapter 16 and 29. 1 Kings, chapter 16, verse 29. And I'd just like for everybody to just give a good God bless you and hello to Reverend Lomax, who is visiting here. He's one of the associate pastors over at Visitors Chapel Church. I've known him for some time, and just give him a good God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. So 1 Kings 16:29, and in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. Now, as a king of Israel, he allowed his wife to usurp authority in his kingdom. The Ahab spirit causes men to be weak as leaders in the home and the church. This spirit works with fear of Jezebel to pervert God's order in the home and the church. A submissive and fearful male. And that's talked about in Isaiah 3 and 12. Let's go to Isaiah 3 and 12. Now, understand that most people think that the Ahab spirit is a real weak spirit, but Ahab was a mighty king. He went out and fought great battles. So a lot of times the men that have Ahab spirits are not really weak, but what they do is that they allow the woman to go out and do all of the work and bring home the bacon and bring home the goods, and that opens the door for perverse spirits. And so, therefore, once you get the doors open, it's sort of cancerous. It just kind of grows from there. So it doesn't mean that you always are looking for a man that looks really weak, you know, in his physical appearance as being an Ahab. That's not what makes an Ahab. An Ahab is when he does not take authority in the home or the church and make decisions. He doesn't want to make decisions. So he lets his wife make the decisions. That opens the door for the Ahab spirit. So are we there? Okay, did we read it already?
No.
All right. Well, let's read that Isaiah 3 and 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy path. So another interpretation of that is my people's ruler is a willful child. They are controlled by women. Your leaders are misleading you, my people. They are effacing the true path for you. So in other words, the true path is not known. The path has become crooked. The word rebellion, which is another word for the Jezebel spirit, which is rebellion, which is witchcraft, can be crooked. It's not a straight thing. It's a perverse thing. It's a crooked thing for a man to allow a woman to, as Ahab did, he wanted this piece of property. Right? It all started over a piece of property. He wanted a piece of property. He goes after the property. The man says, no, I'm not going to give you my property. So we threw a temper tantrum, Ahab did, went home crying, locked himself up in the room, and his wife goes, what is wrong with you? And he begins to tell her about the property. And he just like a child. Now here's a man that had fought wars, on top of wars, and had been in wars and had won these wars, had kept the Hittites and the Amorites and all of those people away from him over the years, but yet over a piece of property he clams up, balls up like a kid, and goes to his room and throws a temper tantrum. So don't be deceived by the physical appearance of a man in terms of that Ahab spirit. It says the curse of Jezebel opens the door for these spirits to operate in a family. And a man who operates under that Ahab spirit can become senile, sort of like an older child in mama's little boy. And he can become sexually impotent as well because he is not fulfilling that place that God has called him to. Now let's talk about Jezebel. Let's go to 1 Kings 16 and 31. And it came to pass as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took the wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zanadians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. So in the first place, he really didn't have any business marrying an idol worshiper. So he opened the door again by marrying someone who is not a follower of the one and true living God. So he opened the door there. Now, Jezebel was a Baal worshiper. Everything that she did in the temple, she was a high priestess. Okay, the king's daughter. So that meant she was high priestess. And they worship Ashtaroth. They had all sorts of sexual things going on in their worship as far as the Baal worshiper was concerned. She had many priests, 400 or more. And this is what they did all day long, you know, offering up sexual worship to their gods. Jezebel is a spirit that causes females to forsake the covering of the husband. The Hebrew name meaning untouched, untouchable, non-cohabitating, without a husband, adulterous, base, licentious. She's characterized by domination, control, and manipulation of the husband instead of submission to authority. Also operates in the church with spirits of seduction, fornication, and idolatry. Let's go to Revelations 2 and 20. Okay, 2 and 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest the woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. So we see here that even God is upset with the fact that we would allow Jezebel to usurp authority and to be in the church and to prophesy and to teach over the people. We already know that when you speak a thing, God created the world because he spoke everything into existence. So we have to watch what we speak. Anytime we begin to talk to one another, you can speak a blessing or you can speak a curse. And what I get from reading this scripture is they allow Jezebel to minister in the church. So basically she's speaking out over the church, seducing spirits, lust, mind control, manipulation. This is all coming out of her mouth. And that's why she should not be allowed to be in any kind of leadership position, especially in the body of Christ. But you will find that this spirit, again, is not just a spirit that will inhabit the physical presence of women, but it also inhabits the physical presence of men. Men can have a Jezebel spirit. It's a strong control spirit, and you'll find it a lot with men who are bisexual, who are homosexuals. You'll find that spirit is rampant in that particular world. The Jezebel spirit also draws other women and can be a reservoir for the Ahab son or the Ahab man. I shared with the ladies that one of my experiences was that there is a man who was openly bisexual. And I always noticed that his closest friends were women who were very soft and very effeminate that hung out in that world. But they were also lesbians, but they were very soft. They didn't give that the harder look of what a lesbian can look like when she's really stepped into wanting to really be a man. And what he would hang out with her, and the reason was because she would draw men. She would draw men. So that helped him. He didn't have to go out looking. What did I just say? Did I just not say that a few minutes ago? Ahab man. He don't want to have to go looking. So Jezebel brings it to him. Okay? Whore and lust spirits also are attached to the spirit of Jezebel. This spirit works with Ahab's spirit in men, but hates the Elijah spirit. Let's go to Malachi 4, 5 through 6. I'm just wanting to lay a foundation. I know ladies have heard this, but I'm hoping that we'll just keep going over it till we get it. One thing that I want you to understand, and I'm going to tell you the same testimony that I told the ladies, is that men tend, when they find a woman that has the Jezebel spirit, they tend to get all riled up and everything, and they just go after it, you know, go after that spirit with everything that they got. And I'm going to tell you a testimony about doing that to show you that every woman that has a fight with the Jezebel spirit, number one, doesn't always know that she has it, because there's spirits of deception, spirits of deception, which is connected to Leviathan, that keep you from seeing it, number one. And number two, it may not be a spirit that it's a spirit really that came in through fear. Either the mother was in great fear, trauma, or the grandmother was in great fear, trauma, and it comes down on the family line. And people keep telling you, well, you know, your grandmother was a strong woman. Your mama was a strong woman. And so, you know, you're never really relating that to a Jezebel spirit. But most of the time, the ruling factor behind the Jezebel spirit will be a spirit of fear. And the Word of God tells us what? That perfect love casts out all fear. So you cannot go toward that spirit and just think you're just going to hammer it right out of a person, a woman. Because 9 times out of 10, she'll get to be what we call a submarine Jezebel. She'll just be all, praise the Lord, hallelujah, love you, Lord. And she'll do all the right things and say all the right things, because there has been such a wall of negativity and hatred, unadulterated hatred in the body of Christ toward that spirit, instead of hating the spirit and loving the person. Yeah. They forget what they're there about. Right. You can say it about the sinner. We hate the sin, we love the sinner. But when it comes to that Jezebel spirit, it's like you just lose your mind. And you just go at it, and like the woman just is not there. Yeah. You have her way at it until she finally I'm delivered, thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And she go home and all sorts of things are going wrong with her. But she cannot tell you, because you already done beat her half to death verbally in front of everybody. Instead of realizing, like we all do, what? There's three parts to us, right? There's the spirit, there's the soul, and there's the body. Somehow Jezebel just brings something out of us men that, I tell you, they go after that spirit like their whole life depends on it. Hello? Y'all still love me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hope y'all still love me after this. Okay. Now, the other thing about the Spirit, did I read Malachi 3, 4, 5, and 6? Okay, let's read it. All right. Malachi 4, 5, and 6. All right. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Elijah had been really anointed by God to really deal with the Jezebel spirit. I pray for people, and I loose the Elijah spirit to come against that spirit and to drive that spirit out. When Jezebel prayed against Elijah after he had killed the 400 priests of Balaam and everything, she was so deeply off into the witchcraft. I mean, she was so deep into the witchcraft that she spoke words and she said, "This time today, you shall be as you did to my priest." Well, he took off running. He's the mighty man of God. He's running now, trying to get out of the way of Jezebel. But it was actually that witchcraft curse that she had spoken over him. So remember what we said before. What you speak, what comes out of your mouth, carries with it a blessing or a curse. And she cursed him. And it was so strong that he ran off and ran ahead of the horses and the chariots, trying to get someplace to get relief, because now he's scared. But you also have to keep in mind that men and women are men and women of God, and that they are, the anointing comes, and when the anointing lifts, that you're still a man and woman of God when the anointing lifts. So that's what happened to him. All right?
All right.
Now, the spirit is very religious and loves to operate in church and operates in female pastors and prophetess. Remember, Jezebel was very religious and a devout high priestess of Baal. There is a spirit that we talked about upstairs called the Medusa spirit. Do you guys remember who Medusa was from Greek mythology?
Snake hair.
She has, that's right. She had hair that was snakes. If you begin to pray for a woman and her eyes begin to glaze over, and you start coming after passivity, trying to bring her out of it, it may not necessarily be passivity that you're dealing with. You're probably dealing with a spirit of Medusa. Medusa has been set to protect the Jezebel spirit. And that, what happens when Medusa, when you look at Medusa? And that's the look that this will come on this woman's face. You start coming after her about Jezebel, and she will just all of a sudden just glaze over and look at you, and you will either back off because you then got scared because you're trying to figure out what kind of demon is this. And that's exactly what that demon wants you to do. It's the spirit of Medusa. Okay? In 1 Kings 11 and 1, we don't have to go there. Solomon loved the Zidian women, which were Phoenician women, which is the same as Jezebel. And what we feel like, these were women that we would know from Hawaii that had that smooth look, that beautiful hair. Solomon fell in love with those women as well. So they're very seductive, very beautiful women. They also worshipped Ashtoreth, and Ashtoreth was dealt a lot with sexual sin, worship of Baal through sex, and it also is an accusation and critical spirit. So you'll find women who are extremely accusatory, accuse you about everything, very critical. You can't do nothing right for them. Nothing you do is ever right. That's a part of that Jezebel makeup that they have. also when fighting the spirit of Jezebel, you might also come against Athaliah. And you read about Athaliah in 2 Kings 11 and 1. You might want to write that down. A-T-H-A-L-I-H, Athaliah, 2 Kings 11 and 1. And it says here, the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, who married into the royal family of Judah, had the same spirit of her mother in usurping authority in the kingdom of Judah. Example of how this spirit is transferred from Jezebelic mothers to their daughters. These spirits also operate through the curses of destruction of family priesthood, destruction of the family, and Ahab and Jezebel. Athaliah killed, I think, about 78 grandkids, 78 children that were that should have moved into position to be on the throne, and she killed every one of them. So Jezebel does not like children. She likes no one that is going to usurp or come against her authority. Very competitive spirit. You put her in charge of the administration of the office, and she's short-tempered, not very pleasant. You ask questions, snap you up right away. Put her in charge of praise and worship, and can nobody do praise and worship as good as they can? They're not going to. As we begin to study more about the Jezebel spirit, you'll find that they take a place and they stake it out. They stake that out, and that's their place. That's their area, and they will fight you tooth and nail for that. There are several areas that I'm going to share with you that Jezebel operates in: religion, occult spirits, witchcraft spirits, sexual sins, the light attitude toward sin, and spirits that manipulate through terror inspired by Jezebel, and also the spirit of pride that operates in Jezebel. One of the things that I wanted to share, since we have a mixed crowd this afternoon, is I really want to talk about how Jezebel operates and the role that Ahab plays in it. So I want to see if any of you recognize any of this. I may not get a chance to go through each and every one, but I thought this was really good. Jezebel likes to play the role of God, controlling the family and the church. Ahab plays mommy's little boy or playboy, workaholic or alcoholic, has no time for husbandly duties. Jezebel used trickery, forgery, deceit. She persuades others to be her accomplices in crimes of disobedience, sometimes by threats, open or hidden. Ahab consents openly or by absence of protest. He is willing to take advantage of the results of her deceit. Jezebel takes away the husband's authority and works on the premise that the end justifies the means. Ahab permits this. Every Ahab deserves his Jezebel. Jezebel tells, not advises or suggests her husband what to do and when to do it. Ahab wants Jezebel to make the decisions, although he may later blame her for the results, as in Adam and Eve. Jezebel desires to become the mother of her husband rather than his wife. Ahab really wants a mother so he can remain a Peter Pan or a spoiled little boy. He may call his wife mom. If this habit persists after the children are grown, it may inhibit sexual relationships because of incestual connotations of having sex with mom. Because Jezebel has a desire to control and mother men, she is drawn to men who want her kind of love. The woman who is hurt over and over again because no matter how hard she tries to please him in an ungodly way, she is disappointed in his ability to give and receive love. The Ahab spirit in these men wants love, but is really unable to give and receive love. Now that's pride. So the result is demonic striving, divorce, and unhappy living arrangements. Jezebel treats the husband as a child. She may consider him as the oldest of her children. This is reflected as the unholy mother and child relationship, where in the church more emphasis is given to Jesus as a holy infant than to him as the resurrected King of Kings. Ahab enjoys the privileges of being childish, including temper tantrums, sulking, and reverting to the bottle, substituting the alcohol bottle for the baby bottle. Jezebel keeps her children dependent on her long after they are married and leave home. She can make them into emotional and spiritual cripples. She keeps apron strings on them by complaining of their lack of attention or their refusal to let her run their lives. She looks upon the daughters and sons-in-law as either an addition to the family empire or as competitors for the attention of her son or daughter. Daughters will become helpless pawns inwardly seething with anger or become lesbians, or they may become Jezebels themselves and compete with the mother. They inherit masculine characteristics. Why? Jezebel is operating in witchcraft. Witchcraft is rebellion, and rebellion is what? Crooked, perverse. Sons. A son inherits feminine characteristics, may become homosexuals, may become irresponsible playboys, will look for another Jezebel as a wife. Now, Ahab allows this by keeping quiet or preoccupied with his own affairs, which may include sports, TV, and being out with the boys. He manages to stay in the background at all social events and in church affairs. In the progression of time, he may become unfaithful and even later senile as an elderly child. Jezebel loves authority and power, goes to authority, goes to her head. She never gets enough. This desire probably comes from a basic feeling of insecurity. She does not feel secure unless she knows where everyone is and what they're doing, and if she is playing a giant chess game and needs to know what all the chessmen are doing. Ahab dislikes to use. He hides behind his wife or is absent when decision making is going on. He feels that the authority position is an unpleasant one. He prefers to be popular with his children than to be firm with them. He abandons leadership in the church also, leaving Jezebel to run that area. He often forces the woman to be the leader in the home and church by his denial of responsibility. Now, in this one here, it says the desire probably comes from a basic feeling of insecurity. Let me share with you a testimony that I shared with the ladies upstairs. The Jezebel spirit is one that I said before, that men just seem to go out at, you know, with guns and machetes and everything they can get their hands in. She is on the outwardly appearance to men. They just absolutely hate her. Well, we had an incident where we were working with a woman, and she had a Jezebel spirit. So the women were standing around, and we were all praying in tongues, and we were watching the men have at it. And I tell you what, she was throwing them from one side of the room to the other. This demon was so strong, and they was, come out of there, Jezebel, move in the name of Jesus. And I mean, they was having at her, and they was cutting her up. We dethrone you. We take you down off of your throne. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, they was having at her, and she was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And we was like, whoa, king. So they're just praying, and we're standing over there praying like, wow, I wonder if they're going to get this revelation. They never got the revelation. They got tired. And all of a sudden, they was like, you know, calling the women in. So we had already talked about it. We had already decided. So what we did was I told my sister, I said, okay, let's get some tongues going. I said, dig deep and ask the Lord to give you some love tongues. Some tongues that come straight from the throne room of God that speak love. And as she began to tap into getting those tongues, we began to walk up on her. They done held her all down, and she all shiny. They done put oil everywhere. The silk t-shirt was all messed up. I was like, man. So she's like, you know, and I mean, she's seething. This demon is seething. I mean, it's angry. And about all they done did was just stirred it up. I mean, she was just angry. This thing was just... And we was like, let him up. So she's up. She's mad. So these tongues are coming. These love tongues are coming. This thing is just like, can't stand this love thing. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. And so we just keep doing it. And we get up on her a little bit. Get up on her a little bit. So I grabbed her. And I locked my hands around her in a like a bear hug. And I started ministering scriptures on love to her and singing love songs. And I mean, this thing rocked and rolled. I rolled from one side of the church to the other and back again. But I held on to her and kept ministering love. Anybody know why? Come on, men. Men, I can't hear the men. Perfect love casts out all fear. That's what's wrong with the Jezebel. She don't just hate you for nothing. Something happened to her in her life, you know. And you're just a man as far as that demon is concerned. So if you move up on it with a little love, you might get it out. You know what I'm saying? So move on Jezebel with a little love. If you cannot love the individual that the Jezebel spirit is operating in, you're not going to have very much success as a man in getting that spirit out. So as women, we begin to just pour love and the mother's love, you know, everything from a woman's perspective. We begin to deal with that spirit until we got it to a place where it was calmed down and we had got it bound up enough. Then the men came in after standing around getting their breath and finally figured out what we were doing. Then they came in with a father's love. That sent it ape. Now she was getting delivered because they came in with a father's love now. And they started speaking love scriptures and speaking the father's blessing over her and saying that he was not there when she needed him, but he's there now. And as a man of God in this church, we take authority over this spirit and we bless this woman. And they begin to separate the woman out from the spirit and the woman began to receive deliverance. Right. How about that? So we have to remember in all situations that demonic oppression or demons being in people, casting them out, however you want to say, you have to still do it with love. There isn't a single demon that you cannot get out with love. And the reason being because the person that you are working in, at some point in time there was a traumatic experience, something happened to them, and usually the doorkeeper is fear. Fear of giving and receiving love. Fear of being hurt. Fear of letting go. Some kind of fear has set this thing up and set this woman up for this spirit to ride in on. And it may also, again, I don't deny, it may be on the family line. It may have come down the family line through the grandmother or the great-grandmother to the mother. And this woman has just for years been holding on, trying to figure out, you know, what's wrong in her life. But if a person in any deliverance ministry, if people come to your doors and they are uncomfortable, if they don't feel secure, they're not going to tell you what demons they got. And they're sure not going to let you lay hands on them and pray for them. We cannot forget that we are first called as men and women of God and called to be living epistles where we are open to receive and to hear from the Holy Ghost and from the throne of God. So the prophetic works along with deliverance so that you can hear from God, get to the root, and begin to set God's people free. And don't forget, of all of these things, what is it? Love.
Love.
Love. Love. Is the first thing. So if we want people to come to us and to seek the gift that God has put in our lives of deliverance, we cannot forget the first thing that we have to do is show love. That we, just like we do to a person that we know is a sinner, we are so quick to say, yes, well, you know, God doesn't love the sin, but he loves you. Tell the Jezebel the same thing. I mean, you know, God is really consistent. We're the ones that a lot of times get inconsistent with ourselves. You know, we forget, you know, and we want to be so, you know, hard here on this Jezebel when it's no different than a person that's coming in that doesn't know anything about God. We know we have to show love. This is how we're going to get the people set free in the body of Christ and that are coming through our doors who don't have a clue about deliverance. They haven't got a clue. They harass, they are tormented. And for years and years and years, the body of Christ has come so hard against the Jezebel spirit that if a woman thinks, if she pick up a book and read it and check off more than three things, she probably gonna put the book down and just go crying out to God in a private prayer closet. When a lot of times, some of these demons are not gonna come out except by prayer and fasting, and maybe with somebody else touching and agreeing with you in love, to get this thing rooted out of you so that you can walk in all that God has for you to walk in, so that you can fulfill the destiny that God has on your life. Amen. Amen. Let's go back now and see what Jezebel is doing now. Jezebel will rebuke her husband and contradict him in front of others. She belittles his manliness, cuts him down before others. And see, that's the one. I think that's the one that men really, it's like, yep, that fingernail on the blackboard, you know. And I think that's what gets them to a point where, you know, they say the Jezebel spirit. I think that may be the first thing they think of, you know, embarrassing me in front of everybody, cutting me down like that, because they have seen it in somebody else's life. And we have to really... We really have to guard ourselves against picking up spirits of the world, and remember that none of this is about us. It's all about what Jesus did on the cross. It's all about Jesus, and it's all about his people. He did not die for our ministries. He did not die for the churches. He died for the people, and the people are messed up, and they need to know about the ministry of Jesus Christ, which is love. Amen. 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 So, once he has done this to Ahab, he puts up with this kind of treatment for fear of her anger, because she can rage. She can rage. This thing, this spirit in this woman can cause a little. This woman that was throwing these men around was very small. She was very small. She looked like Brother Glenn's sister. She was tiny. She was throwing them men. The men was all over the place. I was like, whoa. She was throwing a very small, you know, woman. But she had them going, I'm telling you. She did. Jezebel is disobedient to God. She is in the wrong order in the family, and so is Ahab. Jezebel encourages the children to disobey. Ahab may try to discipline or set rules, but may have unrealistic expectations or make the punishments too difficult to carry out. He soon capitulates to Jezebel's desires. He tries to discipline or set rules, but may have unrealistic expectations or make the punishments too difficult to carry out. He soon capitulates to Jezebel's desires. Jezebel sees parenthood as an authority to control in a domination situation. Oh, she's got her kingdom, husband and kids. Now she ready, Joe, she ready, she ready. This spirit is ready now to dominate. Ahab sees parenting as playing with children, but letting mom take over the unpleasant aspect. Jezebel's tongue castrates males, makes women worthless, and keeps children all of their lives. Ahab fears Jezebel's tongue. He uses her for his selfish purposes, but hates her for her cleverness. She's also very clever. Because of a light attitude toward sin, Jezebel will institute premarital sex for herself. Yet she will bitterly condemn it for others as a sign they are out of her control. However, she will condone sin in the family and tolerate it if she can use it some way for control. A Jezebelic church will guarantee salvation to anyone who is a member, regardless of their relationship to God. You hear me? Ahab also has lightness towards sin. He considers sin and disobedience of God's law as a trivial matter. He thinks, surely God doesn't mean me. Jezebel makes the financial decisions, handles the checkbook, the car, the family, the house. All of these become her possessions. Ahab is too busy working,
playing or pouting to notice what is going on in front of his eyes. He may have a competitive spirit. His goals are wealth, success, winning at the lottery or status symbols, lust for material things, greed, covetousness, or ambition. His job can become his God, to which he is willing to sacrifice wife and children. Often Jezebel gains weight to add to her appearance of authority. She may go to work to help with the finances. She manages everything better than her husband. She may even drive the car for him. Ahab enjoys all the help he can get, but does manage to criticize how Jezebel does it. I was telling the ladies about the movie, The Little Mermaid. She had the little beautiful voice, and the big octopus lady wanted the voice. So the big octopus woman went through everything that she could to get the voice from Little Mermaid. Boy, she got the voice and she got the power. And them little octopus tentacles just went out and she just seduced everybody, made everybody see her as something that she was not. She was using mind control. I'm looking at the movie thinking to myself, boy, there's a lot of deliverance in this movie. You know? I mean, the octopus was mind control, reaching out, controlling people and making them see what she wanted to see. And the more power the octopus got, I mean, the bigger that Jezebel got, I mean, she was really big. She was really big. And she had stole the little voice from the little mermaid and everything. Then when she just blew up, I was like, thank God. So Jezebel's will, they will put on weight. They will, because they have to feel like, you know, they're in control and stuff like that. And I don't mean to say that every woman that you see that is nice and full-figured is a Jezebel, so let's not go there, please. You know what I'm saying? This is a spiritual thing, okay? Let's not go there. Let's not go there. Amen? Amen. Jezebel enslaves others by witchcraft or rebellion, threats, veil, or open, or even terrorism. She creates fearful situations and then uses them for purposes of manipulation, offering to protect the fearful ones. The price for protection is to be caught in her prison and sacrifice of freedom. Ahab often benefits from Jezebel's activities as he is relieved from duties he considers unpleasant. Now, she hides the children from discipline. She allows them to sulk and whine rather than receive discipline. The children learn to hide from disagreeable tasks or situations by reading, hiding behind a book, sleeping, alcohol, and drugs. The spirit will drive her children into that place. Amen? Amen. 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 Well, let's see, just a few more. Y'all okay? Y'all about to go to sleep? No? Okay. All right. Jezebel is not able to display natural affection. She shows no mercy, especially on the aged. You know the time on television you've been seeing how they put the camera in a room with older people and you see man or woman, don't forget Jezebel's spirit comes in male or female, and they're beating their old people to death right there in the home. That's a Jezebel spirit. She doesn't like children. She certainly doesn't like the elderly. Ahab, meanwhile, is selfishly absorbed in his own interests, as he is not able to give or receive love in a godly manner anyway, so he's just looking at it. Jezebel is concerned about being in fashion. She may employ heavy makeup, especially on the eyes, and elaborate hairdos. Now, this is not always true, as the holiness churches still have Jezebel spirit. So scriptures, Proverbs 6:25, Matthew 2:8. Yes. Matthew 2:8. 1 Kings 9:30. Now Ahab will either encourage this or he ignores those displays of, you know, heavy makeup and that kind of thing. He may not say anything about it, or he just says, oh, baby, you really look good. Because if he says anything else, you know it's going to be a fight. And he ain't ready to fight, so he was going to say nothing. You know. He just won't go where she's going. Jezebel becomes the spiritual head of the family because Ahab has abdicated his rightful place to commune with nature from a boat or a golf course or in a drunken stupor from Saturday night. Ahab goes to church if he goes at all. He aims to please people rather than God. Jezebel opens herself to herself and her family to evil spirits by being in the wrong order, and so does Ahab. Jezebel's spirits are usually inherited from sins of the fathers. True of Ahab's spirits also. Jezebel likes to push her husband into better job positions or up the social ladder. If everything doesn't go just right in these plans, Ahab pouts, sulks, is depressed, displeased, loses his appetite, displays childish self-will, wants his mommy to make everything right. Jezebel has wrong motives. She attempts to please her childish husband by ungodly acts. Ahab attempts to please Jezebel by letting her have her own way, which is wrong in God's eyes. Because she likes to do things and does them well, Jezebel gets in over her head into stressful situations. Sounds corporate, doesn't it? Ahab puts too much responsibility on his wife and expects too much from her, which only encourages weakness and childlessness in him. Hush, children, your father's in a bad mood. Jezebel rules by asking questions. This keeps everyone else busy answering and in a subordinate position. The person who asks questions, what is the person what? Oh, y'all gonna say, y'all forgot that. The person who asks questions is the person in charge. Notice in the Gospels that when Jesus was asked impertinent questions, he answered by asking another question. Ahab develops a way to shut out Jezebel's questions, simply not answering or making himself absent. Now, do you recognize anybody or do you recognize yourself? We don't have to put up with these spirits passed down to us by sins of our fathers or our own sins. Jesus Christ became a curse for us in Galatians 3 and 13, so we don't have to bear these curses in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, is anybody ready for some prayer? Amen. Amen. Well, we'll see where God is going to lead here. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise and glory and honor. I thank you, Lord, that you are the giver of deliverance. I thank you for what Jesus did. I thank you right now for all that you have done for us. And I thank you, Father God, that you will deliver everyone here from that they need to be delivered from. Father, I decrease that you may increase in me right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jezebel, we bind you from your authority seated in the third heaven with Jesus Christ. We ask the Heavenly Father to send angels to cut all communications from the principalities and powers of Jezebel in the heavenlies to the Jezebel spirit in the person. These channels of communication are cut, severed, chopped off completely by the word of God, which is sharper than a two-edged sword in Jesus Christ's name. They cannot be repaired, mended, renewed, or replaced by other forms of communication with the spirits in this person and these people that are being delivered in Jesus' name. And spirits that are cast out during this deliverance cannot be pulled back into the person in Jesus' mighty name. We loose the spirit of Elijah upon you. Jezebel, we bind you in these people. We take away your power. We separate you from all your titles known and unknown, including Queen of Heaven, Mistress of Kingdoms, Queen of Kingdoms, She who sits on many waters, Ashtaroth, Asherah, Queen of Babylon, Queen Mother, Ishtar, Astarte, Venus, Diana, Rosemary, Athaliah, Samarius, Daughter of the Chaldeans, Hecate, Isis, Sibyl, Mystery Babylon, Artemis, False Virgin Mary, Great Harlot, Goddess of War, Mother of Prostitutes and Abominations, Mistress of Sorceries and all other titles in Jesus Christ's name. We also bind the powers of your consorts in all their names and titles known and unknown, including Ahab, Antichrist, Nimrod, Marduk, Tammuz, Baal, Death and Hell, King of Babylon, the Prince of Persia, Lucifer, Leviathan, and other names, and many others. They are bound and have no power to help you, Jezebel, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cut all the cords Jezebel has used to control these people in all areas, including religion, sexual sin, witchcraft, the occult, and lightness towards sin. Jezebel, in the name of Jesus Christ, we denounce you and your works and execute judgment against you. We expose your works to the light of Jesus Christ. You are not hidden any longer. We break up the unholy mother and child relationship that you attempt to maintain. We put torment and torture upon you double for what you have done in the people of God's life and in their families. You will be silent and sit in darkness. We take away your throne and you will sit in the dust. We take away your veils and uncover your nakedness. We put shame on you. The vengeance of the Lord is upon you. We cut you off from any demonic kingdom and or networks in the people of God. We forbid you to call back your children when they are cast out, and we repay you double for your deeds in Jesus Christ's name. As believers in Jesus Christ, our Messiah, we have the right to execute the following judgments upon you. They will come upon you in one day, plagues and death, mourning, famine, fire, death of children, and nakedness on you and your followers who are found with you. In Jesus Christ, we refuse and break all the curses of Jezebel upon the people of God and their families, tribulation, evil, disaster, ruin, consumed by fire, pestilence, mourning, torment, famine and plague, schizophrenia, schizomania, double-mindedness, instability, doubt, confusion, loss of contact with reality, disintegration of personality, homosexuality, recklessness, breakout, and rebellion in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, right now, we break evil soul ties with all the persons in the family line. I want you to repeat this after me. I break evil soul ties with all persons in my family line, or anyone who had close contact and influence over me, who had Jezebel or Ahab spirit, all the way back to Adam and Eve, on both sides of the family, in Jesus' name. I forgive these people and ask a blessing on them. Take a moment and see if there's anyone that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, brings to your mind. Release them. Bless them. They didn't know what they were doing. Let them go. Let them go. Don't take it personal. The devil has a job and he's been after you. All right, join with me. We ask you to send angels, Father, to bring back to me any portions of my soul that were taken by these Jezebel and Ahab spirits in these people. And also, if any portion of these persons' souls are in me, to remove them and restore them to their proper places. Restore and make my soul whole again. Heavenly Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm going to pray for you. Jezebel, we attack your house and destroy the various areas of control that you have promoted in the people of God's life. In our Savior Jesus Christ's name, we loose the spirit of Elijah upon you that you may be consumed with fire from God. You religious spirits, we speak to you, false prophetess, false priest, false queen, mother of the husband, feminizer of God, murderer of the saints, murderer of martyrs, character assassination, gossiper, backbiter, Orion, a compromise, false gift, procrastination, negative criticism, false light, religious wickedness, trust in wickedness, divination, fortune telling, worship of Lucifer, fertility symbols are in your home. Repent of that. lack of maturity, arrested development, spiritual blockage, religious rituals, traditions, legalism, torment, unforgiveness, inquisition, too inquisitive, third degree, come out of the people of God, third degree, too inquisitive, move out of there, third degree, ungodly curiosity, excessive mourning and guilt, excessive mourning, come out of the people of God, excessive mourning and guilt, quencher of deliverance workers, the quencher of deliverance workers, move off the people of God, come out of their minds, come out of their wills, come out of their emotions. The quencher of deliverance workers, move now in the name of Jesus, the religious spirit, go in Jesus' name. Iniquities in the hearts of the men and women of God, go. Iniquities, go in the name of Jesus. There's a law for iniquity under Jezebel. We address you and say, move now. Come from the people of God. Move now in the name of Jesus. Move now in the name of Jesus. Spiritual adultery, sacred prostitution. Move now in the name of Jesus. Those spirits that talk to you about reincarnation and deja vu, go now in the name of Jesus. Move now in Jesus' name. Come out of the people. Come out of their souls, their minds, their wills, and their emotions. Go now in Jesus' name. False love for brethren. Ooh, hello. False love for brethren. Move now in the name of Jesus. All you devils, go. False love for the brethren. Move. Unwrap, unquell, untangle off the true love of God. Move now in the name of Jesus. All you spirits that have wrapped yourself around the hearts of the people of God, you must go. The inability to give and receive love. Leviathan, you loose your hold and let the people of God go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you deep things of Satan, hidden wickedness, spirit guides, familiar spirits, you go now in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold on the people of God right now in Jesus' name. Go now in the name of Jesus. Those spirits of Catholicism, you go in the name of Jesus. Putting baby Jesus before God Almighty himself, the King of Kings. Go now in the name of Jesus. Unwrap, uncoil, untangle. Come off the mind of the people of God. Come off the mind of the people of God in the name of Jesus. We come against you. All kinds of ethnic magic. Voodoo, hoodoo, Mississippi witchcraft, Arkansas witchcraft, Alabama witchcraft. Move off the people of God now in the name of Jesus. Let the minds of the people go. Witchcraft go in Jesus' name. Witchcraft go in Jesus' name. Hopelessness, worthlessness. I feel worthless. Worthless spirit, separate yourself out now in the name of Jesus. We put a wedge between rebellion and rejection now in the name of Jesus. You will separate yourself out and go now in Jesus' name. Rejection, go. Move now in the name of Jesus. Wounded spirits that are held in place by rejection, you must go. You must manifest yourself and go. Come out of the minds and the hearts and the wills of the people of God now in the name of Jesus. Move now. Come off the back now. Out of the back and out of the mind now. Move, devils, right now in Jesus' name. Those that have prayed astrology, those that have done astrology and horoscopes, they have been forgiven by the blood of Jesus. You devils will move out. You lay hidden, waiting to come up again just to trap the men and women of God. We curse you at the root. You will manifest yourself and go. Come out of the hands. Come out of the hands. Come out of the back. Come from behind the eyes, lust. Come from behind the back of the eyes. We come against that spirit of Medusa now. In the name of Jesus, we curse you at the root, Medusa. You will go. You will manifest and go. You will let the people of God go. Move from behind the eyes. You will no longer protect Jezebel. She has been exposed. And we bind you and cast you down in the name of Jesus. You will go now in Jesus' name. Rebellion against authority. Rebellion towards men. Rebellion against growing up. Hatred of men. Hatred toward father. Hatred toward husband. Hatred toward priesthood. Rebellion, you must go. Rebellion against decisions made by the husband or the man. You must go in Jesus' name. Go now in Jesus' name. Manifest and go. manifest and go. You're laying hidden, and we expose you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabo Sandi Dio Sete, Raso Corobo Sindi Dio Sandi Dio Sanda, Yidio Sanda. Medusa, go. Medusa, go. You are exposed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You spirit of Medusa, go. Loose the women of God now in Jesus' name. Loose the men of God in the name of Jesus. Those Jezebel spirits that lay dormant in the men, waiting for just that opportune time to manifest, you will go now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, go in and shine your light. Shine your light on those demons that are laying hidden. Let the hearts of the men and women God know that they must go, that they will be set free to reach their destiny. We come against the lust, perversion, shame, incubus and succubus spirits, lesbianism, being gay, dissatisfaction with a normal sex role, homosexuality, unclean spirits, sexual jokes, sexual conversation, flirtation, perversion. All you demons, link up and go now in the name of Jesus. Move out right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go, go in Jesus' name. All of you go. Link up and go in the name of Jesus. Rasta korobo sandi dio sandi dio sata. Rando reba si korobo sandi arobo sata. Yidio sandi dio sande yedobo sa. Elo robo saka yedobo sandi dio sande yedobo sande yedobo sa. Yelo robo sandi arobo sandi dio sa. Strong pride, go. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we loose a spirit of humility upon you now, and a spirit of passivity that will not allow the men and women of God to be active in their minds to cast down these devils in Jesus' name. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Go. Spirit of passivity, unlink from Medusa and go in the name of Jesus. Ego. Not wanting to manifest. Scared somebody might know that they got a demon. You will go in the name of Jesus. Oh, rabasatata, robasata. Randidio sata. Ringa yirinobo sata. Yirinobo sanda. Yiridia sanda. Mind control spirits. Working with the spirit of Leviathan and Jezebel. We curse you now in the name of Jesus. We loose the angels of God to go in and to cut off your tentacles right now in Jesus' name. Cut off your tentacles now in Jesus' name. And set the women of God and the men of God free in Jesus' name. Oh, salarabo sata. Ringa those Peter Pan spirits, spirits of Cinderella, go in the name of Jesus. Go, link up and go. We lose the spirit of maturity upon the body of Christ. We come against arrested development, causing the men and women of God to never grow up, to always be children in the way they see things, to always be children in the way that they decide, make decisions. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. You little boy spirit, go. Little boy spirit, go. Ahab spirit, move now in the name of Jesus. For the Lord God would say that to you to be mature and to grow up now in the name of Jesus and to make wise decisions. We bind the spirit of fear, the spirit of fear, the spirit of fear, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Fear of growing up. Fear of growing up. You go in the name of Jesus. Oh, paranoid fear. Fear of growing up. Fear of water. Fear of death. Fear of living. Fear of success. Fear of failure. We bind you and curse you at the root, and we lose faith, hope, and trust in God. All of you devils go now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Deception, go. Deception linked with Leviathan. You will go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name. Handrobo sata. Reste koroba siti dio sande rebo sanda. Drunkenness that came down on the family line. You haven't had a drop in years, but every now and then you get silly like you've been drinking something. We curse that at the root in the name of Jesus, the spirit of drunkenness, the crown of pride that's on the family line. You go. Move out now in the name of Jesus. Loose the people of God now. Loose them in the name of Jesus. We loose you now in Jesus' name. Come off of the tongue. Come out of the appetite. Come out of the stomach. stomach, drunken spirits, go in the name of Jesus. We curse you at the root. Spirits of gluttony that came in the name of Jesus, giving up one thing for another. Spirit of gluttony, manifest yourself and go. Come out of the stomach, come out of the heart, come out of the mind of the people of God in the name of Jesus. We lose the spirit of balance right now in Jesus' name. Balance in their eating habits. Balance in their drinking habits. We lose balance right now in the name of Jesus. That self-gratification spirit. Self-gratification. I'll just be satisfied myself. I'll just eat these Snicker bars. I'll just satisfy myself. I'll eat this food. I'll go to McDonald's. Nobody loves me. I can love myself. I break that curse now in the name of Jesus. Of self-gratification spirit, move in the name of Jesus. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the stomach. Come out of the wall of the stomach. Come out of the chest cavern. Come out of the throat now in the name of Jesus. Up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. You will not tear the people of God, but you will manifest and go. Gluttony spirits, go now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of blasphemy, go. Foolishness and vanity, breakout spirits. Oh, I've just been in this thing for so long. I'm just tired. I've got to break out. Oh, we break that power now in the name of Jesus. We curse you at the root in Jesus' name. We lift the spirit of the Holy Ghost to go in, to lead and to guide you into all truth of your situation so that you will know what the Spirit of the living God is saying to you. Even now, in the name of Jesus, you devils, go. Move. Link up and go right now. We bind the strong man. You cannot communicate. You have been bound. You have been bound. You cannot speak. You cannot draw strength from anyone around you or sitting around you. We break you off now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh, rabasatatata. Slavery. Slavery to food. Slavery to lust. Slavery to sex. Slavery to men. Slavery to our children. Slavery to animals. We break the curse of slavery now in the name of Jesus. We break it off the minds of the people of God. They're slaves to no one. They're slaves to no one. They are bound to Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. Anything else is idolatry. Move now in the name of Jesus. You witchcraft spirits, go right now in Jesus' name. Witchcraft spirits, go. Manifest and go in the name of Jesus. Come off the people of God. Move off the people of God now in the name of Jesus. Come out of the mind, the will, and the emotions in Jesus' name. Witchcraft on the family line. Witchcraft seen and unseen. Witchcraft known and unknown. You will manifest and go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All of you go now in the name of Jesus. Greed and selfish spirits go in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go now in Jesus' name. Go now in Jesus' name. Manifest and go all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Hidden things, things done behind closed doors, things said behind closed doors that cause woundedness and pain. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus, opening the door for people to become manipulative and controlling, to operate under Jezebel's spirit for protection. We expose you now in the name of Jesus. You've been exposed. Let the people of God go now in Jesus' name. Manifest, you devils. Go in the name of Jesus. Ha, rabo satata. Rende yorobo sandirio sete. Randirio salarabo sata. Yorobo sata. Hatred and anger go. Hatred and anger go. Hatred and anger go. Ungodly soul ties go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we love you. Father, we worship you. We adore you. There is none like you, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Great and mighty is the Lord our God. We worship you, Lord. You said if we cried out to Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior, that he will come and he will deliver us. Jesus! 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 Deliver us, O God! Deliver us by your power! Deliver us by your move upon your people, God. Move upon them sovereignly, God, that they will be delivered. They will not leave here the same, God. For you know, we know that you want your people delivered. Oh, Rabbashata, yes, the tolerable Sunday. Bless your name, God. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Give God a shout. Thank Him for what He has done. Thank you for what He's going to do. Praise the name of the Lord your God. Praise Him. Praise Him. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. The Holy Lamb of God, your deliverer, Christ Almighty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We worship you, God. We praise your holy name, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Christ the Lord, Emmanuel, hallelujah, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the Great I Am, Jehovah. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory and honor for your presence here. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we worship you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give you praise, God, because I know where you brought me from. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God, and I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. 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 There's none like you, Lord. I just love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. And I praise and I worship you, God. And I adore you, Lord. And I thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And God's people said, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.